Imagine if somewhere, for some reason, Annabel Crabb, marvellous writer, terrific political observer, had suddenly thought to herself, I wonder if I could put the week's events into verse.
Huh, how would that sound?
What would that sound like? You know what? It might sound something like this.
The convoy of no confidence began a cracking week and gave the silenced Alan Jones a welcome chance to speak. Tales of conspiracy were shared and deemed to be of worth, except the one where humans have conspired to warm the earth. Another group, though not as loud, got underway as well, the convoy of full confidence in the member for Dobell. Not a big group, this, and much outnumbered by our onlookers, but they're convinced their man did not blow union funds on hookers. His job, and Gillard's too, remained the focus of the week. Of the thousands newly jobless, barely anyone could speak, and BHP announced their profit sheets were never finer. What a shame they blow it all on buying steel from China. The PM wasn't wholly deaf to steelmakers' entreaties. She's hired a guy to flog their stuff. Hello, it's Peter Beattie. He'll get a grand day to try and mitigate the horror. A buck for every job BlueScope just chopped in Illawarra. Bob Catter would walk backwards from Mount Isa, so he said, if anywhere in his seat blokes had ever shared a bed. We've lost the great word gay, he moaned. We'll never get another. Turns out Bob needn't look too far. He's got a big gay brother.
It was superb work, wasn't it?
She's done it again.
She's done it again. There it is. Annabel's week in verse.